Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hi, everybody. It's Ariel.
And Shia Kane.
Welcome to Being Here. Just want to remind you, if you have heard before, and if you haven't been with us before, that Shia and I finish each other's sentences.
So if we do and when we do.
Don't get disturbed. We're not interrupting each other.
And you don't have to offend yourself.
Just our style. So we're really excited today that the topic is...
The art of relating. And, you know, most of us, we relate as best we can, and we wonder why things don't work out so well sometimes. And today we're going to see what we can do to support you in discovering how to have your relationships flower and work well.
So the first thing is to relax a little bit. You're not doing anything wrong. You ever have the idea that, oh my gosh, if only I did something better, was a better person, that my relationships would be better? Let's take a look at Shy and my approach. Our approach has to do with awareness.
And awareness is a non-judgmental. Did I say non-judgmental seeing of anything? It's not based in good or bad, right or wrong. It's in just seeing how it is that you relate and being honest with yourself about what you see. And honesty isn't beating yourself up for what you see. It's seeing the way you relate.
Just in case Shia wasn't quite clear enough,
it's non-judgmental.
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes when you see yourself being short-tempered or a little out of sorts, don't you want to be hard on yourself?
And, you know, we listen to a conversation in our own thoughts. It's been called your internal dialogue. Well, you notice that that conversation, it uses your first name when it's being nice. You know, that conversation, it's sometimes very, very hard on you for anything that it considers to be a mistake or something that you did wrong or something you said wrong or how you messed up in trying to relate. You know, none of us and none of our parents took courses in how to be good in relationship. The last 50 years have been a phenomenal, revolutionary time for humanity, where people actually have the leisure to look at their lives and see how it is that they function.
Now, what Shia and I have discovered is that it only takes an instant, really an instant, to transform your ability to relate. And all it takes is being here. I want to read you just a little bit of something from our award-winning bestseller, How to Create a Magical Relationship. Now, this is more dealing with relationships, interpersonal, one-on-one, but it goes out
applies.
Applies to all relationships, and it's just the very, very beginning. It's kind of the dedication to y'all. And here's what it says. When you have the courage to see yourself honestly and do not judge yourself for what you see, then your life will transform and your relationships will transform along with it. Transformation is like the philosopher's stone in alchemy that was purported to turn base metals into gold. Transformation takes an ordinary, mundane relationship and turns it into a magical one. It can also be said that it turns an ordinary, mundane way of relating to yourself and your life
into a magical one.
So, first place to start in the art of relating is with you. It starts with yourself. That's actually the beginning, middle, and end of it.
Well, we're going to talk about relating through our transformational approach. And there are three principles to transformation, and we're going to talk about those first because it gives you a framework on which to hang the other information.
And a little bit later today, after we've talked about the three principles and some of the basic ideas of transformation, we'll be talking to a couple really great guests who are calling in to discuss the art of relating. So we'll start first with the principles and our approach.
So our approach is anthropological. And an anthropologist, so it's not psychological. So we're not going to try to fix you or change you or make you better. An anthropologist is someone who studies cultures. They study how a culture functions. And if you could without judging the culture that they're studying, so if you could apply that non-judgmental way of looking at how it is that you relate to life, then you will, your life will transform.
You know, like an anthropologist might go into a tribe and they won't write down, ooh, they ate those disgusting wiggly things this morning for breakfast. They'd write, they ate grubs for breakfast. And the way you often relate to yourself, I would bet, is like, oh man, that's a disgusting habit. Oh, I'm really bad at this part of relating. So what we're talking about, oddly enough, in the art of relating, is to be a scientist.
Studying you. Studying a culture of one. Now, the three principles are they're deceptively simple. So we'll start with the first, which says that anything that you resist persists and grows stronger. So if there's anything you don't like, you disagree with, you don't want it to be the way it is, guarantees to keep it in place. So how does this relate to relationship? Whenever you see something that you don't approve of in the way you relate and you judge yourself for it, it keeps it stuck. It adds energy to it. And everything needs energy to survive, including behavior patterns that may not be in your best interest.
Okay, got that. So it's also a law of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So you push against something you don't like about the way you relate, and you are bound to keep it.
That's right.
Hey, did we mention it's okay to have fun? I know, like, relationship is like this
really serious,
weighty subject, but, you know, you can have fun with it. So what you resist persists and
dominates your life.
There you go.
Dominates your relationship.
Okay, ready for the second principle?
The second principle says no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So in any given moment of now, your life can show up as it's showing up and no other way than the way it's showing up in that moment.
So you know what that means? That means the players you have in your life are the only ones you have. So if you have a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, that's all you can have. If you don't have one, that's what you have. You have the parents you have, or you lost the parents you lost. You have
the thoughts you have in this moment.
The emotions. You're sitting exactly where you're sitting at any given moment. So there you are. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment of now.
So that's the second principle. But what's really interesting about the second principle is that 5 minutes ago, you could have only been the way you were 5 minutes ago. And last year at this time, you could have only been the way you were last year at this time. In fact, your whole life has brought you to this moment, and this moment is a perfect moment of now, with everything that's going on in your life and your relationships. So that's the second principle of transformation. Third principle is about transformation itself. The third principle says anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is without judging it or trying to get rid of it or change it in any way will complete itself just in the seeing. So it's about awareness. It's about a non-judgmental seeing of what is. Now, most of us, when we see things we don't like about the way we relate, we then beat on ourselves for it, and that's a form of resistance, and it keeps it in place. So that's the first principle. So those are the principles of transformation.
You know, gosh, we know this third principle is strange. I mean, most of us have been trained in diligently doing something about things that we consider to be our shortcomings, to change the way we operate in our life. And, you know, that's really valid and valuable. There's a whole other possibility where simply seeing something without judging it can dissolve it, can complete it. We're going to talk more about that as we go along. But I think most people have the idea that you have to work hard on your ability to relate in order to have a good relationship.
Let's for a moment talk about listening. Because you see, most of us relate through listening, whether we're listening to ourselves or we're listening to others. And what gets in the way of listening is thinking you already know something or agreeing with or disagreeing with or finding some little thing to find fault with in what we're saying so you don't have to listen to the whole thing. Today, what will bring you into the moment and to have your life transform, all it takes is getting into this moment of now.
Just takes being here.
And what will bring you into this moment is listening, not to see if you agree with what we've said or disagree with what we say or think you already know what we're saying or how this is like what you've done before. If you can just listen to hear what we're saying from our point of view and what our guests are saying from their point of view, that's all it'll take to bring you into this moment of now. And that's all it takes to have your life transformed.
Right. So listening is key. Of course, that's key in relating also. I mean, if you're rehearsing what you're going to say while somebody's talking to you, you're not actually listening to them. Then before you know it, they're left with whatever it is that they're trying to say to you, and people get frustrated. And
you know, the other thing is many of us are multitaskers. You know, we're going to listen to this program and do our emails at the same time.
And that's a totally valid. I mean, if you're driving, you better be driving while you're driving and listening to the show. If you have your computer going or you put it into an iPod and you're listening, or if you're at work and you're answering phones. But you can really only do one thing at a time. So see if when you're listening to the show, really listen to the segments that you're listening. And what we're going to do when we get back from a short commercial break, which we'll be doing pretty soon, is we're going to be speaking with a world-famous costume designer. She's an award-winning costume designer. She's won some pretty prestigious awards in New York. Her name is Elizabeth Caitlin Ward. She's done film. She's done costumes for film with like Meryl Streep and some award-winning directors, as well as mainly does opera. And we're going to speak to her when we get back about the art of relating. And so stay with us, and we'll be back shortly for Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Understanding your soul's truth. Learn about the blueprint of your soul and understand the contract you made in this lifetime. Do you want to know how to manifest your soul's deepest desires and get answers to your most complicated questions? Tune into Soul Navigation with Meredith, world-renowned psychic life coach and professional astrologer. Broadcasting every Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network, Soul Navigation brings you a fusion of spiritualists, relationship specialists, psychic mediums, mystics, life coaches, past life regressionists, astrologers, and get real experts that provide a deeper understanding of yourself and your soul's sacred contract in this lifetime. Know yourself in the past, present, and the future. Soul Navigation with Meredith. The soul craves the truth and will settle for nothing less.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist, Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or your office, Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing broadcast each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Arielle.
And I'm Shia.
Collectively?
The Kane.
In case you missed the beginning, we wanted to let you know we finish each other's sentences. So just that's our style. I want to let you know up front.
So when we do that, please do not offend yourself.
We're talking about the art of relating today, and we have with us a really, really special person. Her name is Elizabeth Caitlin Ward, but to people who she knows, she goes by Caitlin. And she's an award-winning costume designer and works for film, opera, and commercials. And we're really happy to be talking to you today about the art of relating. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi there. I'm calling from New York City, so I apologize if there's any extraneous sirens or whatnot.
Well, we'll just think it's punctuations for whatever it is we're talking about if they happen to go by. How's that?
Okay. Great. I'm really interested in what you said about when you do the best you can and then something just didn't quite go the way you planned. I just want to talk about everyday relationships because I had a meeting the other day with a producer and it was an excellent meeting. I was really excited. And then I went and met with a real estate agent and I got really disappointed.
What did you get disappointed about?
She didn't say what I wanted to hear.
What did she say that you didn't want to hear?
She said it was going to be harder than I thought to find a place.
Well, maybe you should find another real estate agent.
Well, let's look at it as far as relating, Caitlin, because, you know, when something goes the way, I know Shai's joking around with you, but...
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
But if you can lighten up about things, that's going to really help you a lot.
Right. That's my point, I guess, you know, that if you're busy being serious and trying to make things happen in your life, you fall out of relationship with your own life. You stop being kind to yourself and by extension, thanks for the word I couldn't quite pull, by extension you stop being unkind to others around you.
Now, what you're talking about there, Caitlin, is your preferences. So when something goes really well, you don't, by your own internal conversation, mind you, you don't disagree with it. But if somebody says something that disagrees with your preference, your goals, your forward-moving momentum...
With what you want, in other words.
Then
right.
You
have a little temper tantrum.
That's true.
You know, you fall back into an old behavior pattern that's probably followed you around your whole life since you're a little girl, that when you don't get what you want, you get upset and angry and pout.
Yes, that's very, very true.
But I have some exciting news for you, because it was really contained in your question.
Uh-huh.
Let's go back to, say, when you're creating a costume, shall we?
Yes.
Have your costumes ever, now I'm asking, ever turned out exactly the way you wanted them when you started?
Probably not, because they make an arc. You know, you develop them as you go along.
Right. So the ones that you're really happy with turn out better than you could have expected.
Exactly.
So the thing is that things never meet your expectations. Just some of the expectations they don't meet, you disagree with.
Right.
And the ones that you like, you call creative acts or magic or wonderful or excellent. And the ones that you don't appreciate, you call bad or wrong or awful.
Right.
And I'll tell you, as far as relating goes, one of the big pitfalls for you, and I would assume for most of our listeners, is complaints.
But you know what's really wild? This whole thing about the three principles of transformation.
Uh-huh.
This moment, when you're designing a costume, you're in the moment that you're designing it, but it shows up exactly as it does. Each moment is a unique moment or instant in time. And it can't be different than it is. It's perfect. So you're complaining about the way your costumes are showing up, or the people you're working with are showing up. That keeps you from having magical relationships.
That is so true. And, you know, I'm very proactive. Like, I really like to do things. And I really like to get things done, like you guys were saying earlier. And when something doesn't have that kind of forward motion, I definitely get, it's not my preference.
Well, it's a lot like you've been really, which hand do you use? Are you right or left-handed?
Right-handed.
So if you were to be going in a door, you're likely to push with your right hand or do something with your right hand. Well, you're used to reaching with that facility that does. In what you are learning to strengthen, Caitlin, is your ability
to be
here. And when Shia said this moment is perfect,
I wasn't kidding. It's exactly how it is, and it cannot be different. You know, this whole thing about doing things to change what is, to try to get it to turn out the way you want. I remember once when I was being trained to manage large events with thousands of people. And the person that was managing me in that and training me in that had me go to this huge auditorium where there were all these assistants that were setting up the room for the event that was about to happen that evening. And he said to me, "You can't do anything. You can't tell anybody anything. You just have to watch what's going on, keep your eyes open, and whatever you see, you can tell me what you see. But you cannot do anything. You have to just be here looking." And
no.
For somebody that is...
It would drive you crazy, right?
Yeah, somebody that was so driven to produce as I was at that time, it was really frustrating.
Uh-huh.
And you can understand that, because if you could just look, but that in there lies the secret to managing projects, and it allows you to be there with what's going on rather than do something about it. You know, there's a saying, for every solution you create new problems.
So if you're not there, say it again.
That sounds familiar.
Right. But if you're not coming from a problem-solution framework, if you're coming from a transformational framework, Caitlin, where you're just looking to see what is and deal with what is, you are empowered to take incredible steps. You know, today I called up a business, and I had heard that this gentleman's wife had gone to the hospital yesterday because she had some problems. And I said, so how is your wife? I heard she went to the hospital. And he said, they found out last night she has leukemia. And I was very taken aback because it was absolutely not what I expected. And so when we're talking about the perfection of the moment, we're not talking about it in a cavalier way, because we know that in any given moment, in any given life, there are just these tremendous challenges that present themselves. But what I found so inspiring in talking with this man was that because he was not resisting the moment, I mean, as much as could be expected, I mean, obviously this is not his preference, I could
right.
tell that they were going to be able to engage in the process of getting her care in the most incredible way. He was very excited about the hospital she was in and the care she was already getting, and already feeling encouraged about what was possible. So there's the possibility where you say, no, this can't be. And what happens is your ability to relate in your environment stops globally. When you say, no, I don't want what this
implies.
Implies or what this real estate agent says to me, when you walk out the door, you're not able to be kind to the people in the store where you're getting your groceries, because you're preoccupied, stopped in time and space with your no. And the little complaints, you know, they're little, but the big complaints, you know, when you handle the little ones, the minutiae, you don't empower those complaints. When you get to the really big, important situations like this man did,
right,
you're pre-empowered to be able to deal with them well.
Wow.
Kind of puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
Really does, yeah.
I mean, we get really tweaked out over things, and then there's the big things that really matter, like our health.
But, you know, we get preoccupied in disagreeing with our lives, and we forget to live our lives. We're more lost in that internal conversation about whether we agree or disagree or like what's going on or don't like it, rather than live it.
Right.
And you don't really have much of a choice in life. You could either live it or disagree with it.
Right.
The only problem is, when you're disagreeing with it, you're not being alive. You're in a fight with either yourself or someone else. And I know.
And you take that with you, so to other places, yeah.
Right. How can you not?
Right.
So, Caitlin, want to hang out with us while we take a quick break here, go to commercial, and we can talk a little bit more when we get back?
Absolutely.
So, just want to let our listeners know before we go to the break here, that you can find copies of this show again on our website, and also all sorts of great information about our transformational approach and living in the moment at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. We'll see you after the break. Come on back with Being Here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
We create peace by being peace. Being peace means identifying with consciousness and letting this identity guide our expression in the world rather than our ego controlling our expression. On Creating Peace by Being Peace, world-recognized peace worker, physician of the soul, and host, Gabriel Cousins, offers a bridge between all your peace work efforts. Gabriel and his expert guests encourage all to share your peace work, visions, dreams, and belief forms to give the work its optimal potential power. Creating Peace by Being Peace with Gabriel Cousins, broadcast each Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Creating Peace by Being Peace, supporting harmony, unity, and peace on the living earth.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, folks.
We're back.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we're talking to Elizabeth Caitlin Ward, a world-famous costume designer, award-winning, too. Caitlin,
yes.
On the break, Shia and I were taking a look at something, and it really, really, the thing that drives you to go for perfection and has allowed you to do work that's so good that you've won awards,
mm-hmm.
It's also going to pick on you in your internal conversation when it runs you. So,
how do you mean?
When you're looking out into your environment and relating in your environment, you're going to use that discerning skill to take care of details and minutiae so that you're operating with professionality and with passion and completion.
But
right.
When you turn that same discerning skill back on yourself and start picking on yourself like you're a costume rather than a human being, then the result is often that you're full of pinholes.
That's, wow. Yeah.
So, time to put the scissors down. You don't need to edit and cut and trim and redraw.
Right. Okay.
So, if you come away with anything at all from this conversation, Caitlin, our suggestion is to be kind to yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate that. Wasn't what I thought you were going to say. You know, it's amazing.
Well,
Thank you so
mean we're
much.
Kinder to you than you would be to you?
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the art of relating. Life never takes you where you expect. If you just follow it, it's like this incredible jigsaw puzzle, and you don't know what picture is going to emerge as you're putting it together.
Right.
They call it life, you know?
Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. Wow, that was a pleasure, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Lucky for us, we have another really incredible guest, and lucky for you all, too, because we get to have more conversation. The gentleman we have on next is Joseph Selmy. He goes by Joe, but I like calling him Joseph. It's kind of fun.
And he's a yoga teacher?
Yes, he teaches yoga, and he also
fixes automobiles.
I love that. Excellent combination. You with us, Joe?
Hi, yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Nice to hear your voice.
Thanks. Yeah, it's great to hear you guys, too. I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying listening to you speak and to talk with Caitlin. It just feels really wonderful.
Can you speak up a little, Joe? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. How's this, better?
Oh,
perfect.
Much better, yeah.
Okay, good. So I was just saying how much I've been enjoying listening to you all and feeling more and more present as I listen to you.
Well, that really is a key.
You know, that's a function of listening. It pulls you into the moment. And if you really listen, when you're listening, you let go of other things that are running in your head, and what happens is your life actually transforms just out of listening.
Yeah.
You know, and then as you see life as it is, not as you would prefer it, when you learn how to surrender to your life as it's showing up in the moment, life becomes blissful and easy.
So are you finding yourself feeling more in relationship with your environment as you've been listening today?
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm just more feeling myself a lot more and just feeling content and happy to be here.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So do you have any particular questions or things you wanted to look at about your ability to relate?
Yeah, actually, I would like to talk a little bit about a new relationship that I've been in for just a few weeks now.
Okay.
But, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm finding myself noticing how I feel and being present to that in terms of, well, if I'm feeling really good, great. Of course, in a new relationship, that's pretty typical, too. But then there are times when I'm feeling uncomfortable, which in the past I would have sort of kind of held that under the rug, you know, and not wanted to see it or not wanted to show it. And instead, I've been speaking up about it and been having some incredible results. It's just been really nice to kind of speak my truth about things and see what happens without feeling like I'm going to, you know, lose the possibility of being in a great relationship with this person, or, you know, or end up just feeling bad about myself, which would have been, you know, fairly typical in the past.
Well, you know, Joe, most people look at how they're feeling, and then they look at who's around them to blame it on.
Ah.
So when you meet somebody for the first time, or you start a relationship and it's new and fresh, there's these chemicals get released in your body, this love potion that has been
stored up.
Yes. You have a built-in drugstore. And when you are attracted to somebody, drugs are released and they cast a spell over you.
Okay, they're called endorphins, et cetera. But that's really not as sexy sounding as drugs.
Love drugs.
Love drugs.
They cause this spell where blemishes of your partner disappear, and they can do nothing wrong. But the problem, Joe, is that this drug wears off with familiarity.
Yeah.
So after a little while, you start to get irritable or upset, and you blame it on something about your beloved.
So the first place to start is, as we were talking with Caitlin, is with you. It all starts with you. So what's the first name of this person that you're dating?
Tracy.
So you're dating Tracy, and you feel really good around her, and then you assign that to her.
Uh-huh.
And then you feel uncomfortable, and you assign that to her.
Hmm.
So that's one of the, you know, we're real happy to assign it to somebody when we feel great, and then we're also really happy to assign it to somebody when we don't feel so hot, because most of us don't like to take responsibility for anything.
Like it has to do with us.
So one of the things that's really key in the art of relating is self-honesty without self-reproach. So what you were talking about is how you're able now to say, gosh, I'm uncomfortable, and talk about it rather than hide it under the rug. And I think a lot of people are still hiding lots of things under the rug, mainly from themselves, because they don't want to blow the relationship, or because they have ideas about their history. And your history does not need to enter into this at all.
Yeah.
And that's part of that big challenge, I think, because people get into a situation and they go back and say, oh, gosh, this is just like what happened with so-and-so. And then you're not really being with Tracy. You're being with your history all stacked upon your shoulders.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's really important that, yeah, let go of what you've done in the past, even when it comes to congratulating yourself, like, wow, I used to hide things, and now I'm talking about it, and look how much better I'm doing, because if you talk to yourself about how much better you're doing, the next thing you know, you're going to be talking to yourself about how much you're not doing so great, too.
I see. Yeah, because so, if I have a conversation going, then it can go either way. Right?
Correct. So, well, this is getting quite interesting, talking about this. So, how about you come back and we'll talk a little bit more after our break?
Okay, great. I'd love to.
So, you know, we're going to take a few minutes here, go for a quick commercial break, and before you know it, we're back. So stay with us here on Being Here, and we'll see you shortly.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Delve into the stirring and expansive concept of being a spirit having a human experience. Tune into Spiritually Connected Living with internationally known author and intuitive Willow Seibert. Each week, Willow and her guests explore contemporary spirituality and what being spiritually connected looks like in a daily life today. Compelling, well-rounded topics cover life's diverse areas, ranging from using intuition in business to energy healing to the survival of consciousness and finding and living your purpose. A special, powerful, weekly guided imagery segment led by Willow will help you connect with your inner spirit, open and expand your inner resources to truly live a more spiritually connected life. Spiritually Connected Living with Willow Seibert, broadcast each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritually Connected Living, guiding you to live your life from the inside out.
In 1805, Lewis and Clark described in their journals a country teeming with wildlife.
Bison as far as the eye can see.
Rivers churning with fish.
They wrote of scenes of endless beauty and of meeting more than 100 nations of American Indian whose lives were one with our environment. Now, imagine what Lewis and Clark and the American Indians they met would say if they walked the trail today. Would they be pleased?
There are herds of homes where the buffalo once roamed.
or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, we encourage you to consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left of the trail that still winds through us all. Walk with Lewis and Clark and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And we're being here
with
our friend Joe.
He's a really great yoga instructor, and he also fixes cars. How great is that? Hey, Joe.
Hi. So it's been really great talking with you because I feel just by listening closely that a lot of my confusion starts to disappear. And I'm not so concerned about some of the things I would normally worry about. But I am left with one thing.
Okay.
And so my question is that as I am entering into this new relationship, that I see how I sometimes sort, like as if I have a checklist of what I'm looking for in a person that I'm having, that I'm going to be in relationship with.
Right.
You sound like a normal person.
I guess so.
Normal people do that.
Yeah. Well,
what's the question, Joe?
So the question is, as I'm doing that, I feel like I'm taking myself away from the relationship.
You are.
But it's like what we said with Caitlin, too. You need to, like, be kind to yourself and lighten up, you know? You have the expectation you're going to blow this one, too, as if you blew any of the last ones.
Yeah, right.
And so you have a checklist. You have to have a sense of humor with yourself that you have a checklist. I mean, that checklist was put together a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Shia and I used to laugh when we went to Bali. We built a conference center in Bali in the early 90s, and the mental structure of people there was very different. And one of the things that they would do is we would go to ceremonies and they'd dress us up in sarongs and these things they'd call kabayas, which were these lace tops for me, and they'd put like this girdle thing on to pull in my waist. And they used to say, "Oh, Ariel, Lebi Kachil, Lebi Basar." And I'd say, "Well, what does that mean?" before I learned Indonesian. And then they told me it meant that I had a somewhat small waist and a kind of big butt. And then they told me it was beautiful, that they wish they could have big butts like mine. And I have to tell you, in my checklist of what's okay and not okay, having a large behind was not in my top 10 of what I wanted on my checklist for physical attributes. So your checklist is just a compilation of your conditioning, and if you can just have a sense of humor about it, Joe, then it allows you to really be with that person. But if we're talking the three principles of transformation, if you resist your checklist,
then your checklist dominates your life, and mm-hmm. all you can think about is this checklist.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. That's what I've been finding, too, is that I start thinking about, even when I'm not with her, I'm thinking, oh, is this the right person? She fits these qualifications and not these other ones. And taking me away from, you know, even what I'm doing when she's not around.
Well, it's funny that you say that because this checklist is automatic.
It's not something that you know, you could use this checklist as a barometer for how present you're being. Mm-hmm. And whenever the checklist comes up, see what it is that you're disagreeing with in your environment that just drove you out of the room.
Ooh.
Into your checklist.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
What do you
that.
Say, ooh?
Because I can see how that works, because it's at times when I may be doing something that I'm not that committed to doing that I can run off into the checklist.
Very good.
Well, you know, yeah. You can either do your life with excellence by being where you are while you're there, not as a right way to live your life, but just that when you're present, you produce excellence, or you can get lost in disagreeing with what you have to do, and then you succumb to your life, and your life is an intrusion upon you, rather than it's something that you surrender to as though it's your idea.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. And there's so many things that I really feel excited about doing, but then I can also let myself get distracted. So I hear what you're saying very well.
But see, you're making being distracted as if that's a lesser state. Maybe these things that are you're excited about doing, maybe you really are excited about doing them. But I notice for me, when Shai and I go on a trip, like when we go teach in Europe, and we come back and we're sitting in the car service on the way back from the airport to our home, I'm always going through a list of things I'm really excited to do and what I'm going to get done when I get home. And I have to tell you, I rarely, if ever, do any of those things because, frankly, I'm very tired. So when my mind starts listing off this incredible list of possibilities, it's usually a clue to me that I'm not actually planning on doing anything. I don't tend to have a list when I'm really relating in my environment, but when something happens and I'm disengaged, that's when I have the list.
I see.
You know, if I were to tell you anything, Joe, it would be to not take yourself so seriously. Look, if you can't be you the way you are in a relationship, then it's not a very healthy relationship. Because if you have to twist yourself out of shape to fit somebody else's standards, about even your own standards, about how you're supposed to relate in relationship, then you're not going to be very spontaneous or alive or excited or exciting, you know? It'll be all about making it through without creating any waves. And I don't know, I just can't see. If I had to suppress myself and the way I am to have my relationship with Ariel, we wouldn't have this relationship.
I definitely can see how.
Joe, you can't do it right enough and you can't do it wrong.
Right.
And if you just enjoy yourself when you do, that's all it'll take.
Thank
you. Got to trust yourself a little bit here, Joseph.
I'm sorry, what?
And
got
some
what?
Might say, oh, it can't be that simple. Yeah, it can be that simple, but it takes a little bit of courage. It takes a little bit of courage to be willing to say what is true for you.
And it also takes the courage to get up and keep going and not be right that you're wrong. Like, to let yourself just go and be you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. It's been really great being here with you guys today. And I've enjoyed speaking with Caitlin and with Joe. You know, one of the things that we want to let people know is next Wednesday's show is on the art of listening. So Joe is already bringing up about how when he listened, he got more here and things got easier and he got more relaxed and his worries went away. So tell your friends, don't miss being here, and come back yourself next Wednesday. And if you want to get a head start looking at the topic, you can go to our website or Amazon.com, get our award-winning book, How to Create a Magical Relationship. You can go and listen to our online downloads, and we have podcasts every week. And you can access those on TransformationMadeEasy.com. Don't forget the www part, but it's Transformation Made Easy, and easy is any way you want to spell it. So that's how you can find out more about us, and you can sign up to be on our email list, and that's the scoop. So
it's been a fun being with you.
Yeah.
It's been a fun being with you. And please come back and join us next Wednesday.
Yes. Don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.